President Bush's decision to establish military tribunals to try alleged terrorists has stirred up controversy recently. Another tribunal has been controversial since it was held 137 years ago. It convicted several people in the conspiracy to assassinate President Abraham Lincoln, including Samuel Mudd. Mudd was the doctor who set John Wilkes Booth's broken leg the night he shot President Lincoln. Mudd's descendants have gone to court to challenge his conviction and the use of a tribunal to try a civilian. NPR's Cynthia Johnston reports.
The home of Dr. Samuel Mudd stands amid farm fields near Waldorf, Maryland, about 25 miles southeast of Washington, D.C. On this April morning, a busload of Civil War buffs is tracing the escape route of John Wilkes Booth and his accomplice David Harold. Inside the white frame house, tour guide Donna Cahill explains its place in history.
Dr. Mudd's and Mrs. Mudd's story is that they didn't know it was John Wilkes Booth. Two men at 4 o'clock in the morning knocked on their door. It turned out David Harold said, "My friend's fallen off his horse. Can you please, attend to his leg?" And the two men helped Booth upstairs where Dr. Mudd set the leg.
After Booth left Dr. Mudd's house, he made his way to Virginia, where he was killed by federal troops. Dr. Mudd was arrested and charged with being part of the conspiracy to assassinate President Lincoln. He and the other defendants were brought to trial before a military commission less than a month after Lincoln's death. Mudd was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. Almost 4 years later, he was pardoned as a reward for treating yellow fever patients at the prison. But the taint of the conviction remained. Ever since, he and his descendants have sought to clear his name. Dr. Mudd's grandson, Dr. Richard Mudd, has spent more than 70 of his 101 years working on his grandfather's behalf. Richard Mudd's daughter, Mary McHale, says her father believes Samuel Mudd was truly wronged.
He felt that his grandfather, that this was such a terrible thing to happen to him and to his family. And he said it was the most worst tragedy in the history of this country that this young doctor should have been arrested for doing what he should have done. He treated a patient.
The family argues that Samuel Mudd was not part of the conspiracy to kill the president. To this day, it isn't clear what crimes Mudd was actually convicted of. And most importantly, Mudd's family believes he never had a chance in a military tribunal. The family's attorney, Philip Gagne, says the tribunal had no jurisdiction.
It's possible that in times of combat, when the courts aren't open, the military can, in some cases, try civilians. You have no option. But if the courts are open, people who are non-combatant civilians have to be tried in the courts.
In 1992, the Army Board for the Correction of Military Records agreed with the Mudd family and recommended that Mudd's conviction be overturned. But the Secretary of the Army has refused. So the family has gone to federal court. In its arguments before the court, the Army says the military can try civilians when they violate what's known as the law of war. And the assassination of the commander-in-chief is a violation of the law of war. Gagne vigorously disagrees with that argument.
That's patent nonsense. It was a crime, it was a horrible crime, but it was not a military attack upon the United States.
But Edward Steers, a historian and author of Blood on the Moon, a recent book about the Lincoln assassination, says the Army is right. Steers says Mudd was more involved in the assassination plot than the family believes. He says Mudd had contact with some of the conspirators before the assassination. He helped Booth avoid the authorities during his escape. And he says Mudd's house was Booth's destination all along.
You cannot reach the Potomac River during nightfall. It's approximately 55 miles from Washington to the Potomac River. And so Booth and Harold would need a place to lay over, a safe house in which to stay until nightfall the following day. And that's what Mudd's house served as.
More importantly, Steers says, the law is simply not on the family's side. In 1942, the Supreme Court upheld the use of military tribunals for civilians. It's the same precedent cited by President Bush in his order establishing military tribunals last year. Steers says even though President Bush has decided not to try civilians, it doesn't mean he can't.
In this instance, President Bush has decided that citizens will not be tried. But in 1865, the President of the United States decided that citizens would be tried before a military tribunal. And that is perfectly within his authority to do, as has been upheld by the Supreme Court.
But the Mudd family remains undaunted. They say their case has never been more timely, and they hope it will set a new precedent that prevents other U.S. civilians from being tried by military courts. Mary Mudd McHale says her father has vowed that if he doesn't receive a favorable verdict, his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will fight on until they do. Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, Washington.